right now, the NBA is into full swing. College basketball gets kicked off. And I could see my co-host, Drew, it's our first year working together in basketball season. He's like a kid in the candy store waiting every day. He's like, I can't wait for the tip-off, and talking about Gonzaga and all these teams. And I know the next guy we're talking to loves basketball just as much or more because he dedicated his life to it, working in the NBA and all around, and having an opportunity to bring a very successful and awesome tournament that you're not going to find in a lot of places, the city of Destin. But to have teams like Penn State and LSU and Wake Forest and Oregon State, who made the Final Four last year, come to Niceville, come to right here on the Emerald Coast, is truly amazing. And it wouldn't be that the efforts would not be appreciated or done without Maury Hanks being able to do that. And Maury, thank you for your time as always, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Now, Maury, as we get closer to the tournament and as we get ready for the season, talk a little bit about what we can expect here for the Emerald Coast Classic. Just a quick recap and preview. We've been promoting it and telling people where to go. You can get tickets at emeraldcoastclassic.com. But when it comes down to it, a little background quickly on the tournament and the teams that will be in it.
This year, the four larger schools in the tournament, like you said, LSU from the FCC, Wake Forest with from the ACC, Steve Forbes, our head coach, used to be the coach there at Northwest Florida State College, Penn State and Oregon State. Like you said, Oregon State had that great run in the NCAA tournament last year. So we're very excited about those four teams. But again, as you said, the tournaments from when we started it to where we're at set now, you know, we had Virginia 2 years before they won the national championship. We had Baylor 2 years before that we won the national championship. 2 years ago, we had three Sweet 16 teams in Florida State, Tennessee, and Purdue. It's just from the idea, you know, 7 or 8 years ago to where we're at now, you know, the tournament's in a great spot, and it's just going to continue to get bigger.
Looking right now at some of the teams from last year, Oregon State and what they did by getting all the way out there to the Elite Eight and having a chance to make that Cinderella run, is this the highest the team has ever been going into this tournament? I know you guys had Baylor a few years back, and Baylor just won it all, but is Oregon State the highest-ranked team when it comes to how far they went in the tournament?
Yes, sir. I don't know if we were at a team that wasn't the Elite Eight the year before they came, but we've had some great teams in the past. We've had Iowa State when they were a top five ranked team that season. Virginia was a top five ranked team the season they played in the Emerald Coast Classic. So we've had some great teams. Last year, 2020, that was canceled due to COVID, we had what I thought was the best four team field in college basketball. We had Oregon, Florida, Iowa State and Illinois, and that got canceled due to COVID, and there's nothing really we can do about that, but those teams are going to come back. We've signed Oregon to come back in 2023. I believe Illinois is going to come back in 2024, and we're talking to Florida as we speak right now. So, the tournament's heading in the right direction. We just, like I said, people like you that help promote it, I greatly appreciate it. They're locally. We just need as many local people as possible to know about it. And, you know, for $15, they can come out and see two high-level college basketball games. It's cheaper than going to a movie these days.
Yeah, well, it is absolutely a great deal for people who are looking to just go see some good basketball, Maury. My question for you is, what excites you the most, I guess, about this college basketball season? I mean, obviously, the preseason tournaments, if we will, that count towards the records are a great way to kick things off. But in terms of maybe storylines or a team that you're looking forward to watching this upcoming season, what are you looking forward to the most about this upcoming college basketball year?
I think the word I would look at is uncertainty. I don't think there's one team that you would say, hey, they're going to go 30-4 and be a monster favorite to win the national championship. I think there's a lot of very good teams out there like there are in our tournament. And I think that, you know, with there's the last year of Coach K coaching at Duke, I think that's going to be a huge storyline. And, you know, the year after COVID, I think that's going to be a huge storyline, how that's going to be handled. You know, I think there's a number of storylines going into, but I think that if I had to put my finger on one thing, it would be the uncertainty that there's not just one monster team that everybody's got their sights set on.
Maury, you had a chance back in 2012, back in the spring. You got that phone call from Steve, your buddy, and I had a chance to call the Northwest Florida games with the Raiders when they had Chris Jones and some of the transfers in. He went to Louisville and had a chance to star for Rick Pitino. But I remember going over there and calling the games with Paul Swanson, who used to be the coach over at Pensacola State, and we sat there and watched some amazing players, and they were ranked number one in the nation. That wasn't only a good team. That team was loaded with talent and a really talented coach, and I followed his career from his days of going to Wichita State to Eastern Tennessee, East Tennessee State, and what he's done now at Wake Forest. And I think it's obviously going to be tougher at Wake based on that you've got juggernauts and blue bloods like North Carolina and Duke that you're going up against every day. But at the same time, he's one heck of a basketball coach. Talk about having that idea or a dream and putting it into fruition. Then in the middle of it, during all these great teams coming down here, we have a pandemic and having to deal with more of these things. And not only that, not being able to coordinate with these people in your own backyard, but coordinate it from all over as you travel with your job with Global Sports as well. Talk about the transition of the tournament and really what from last year after the pandemic to now and before, how it's changed.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, after 2019, the tickets sold out in 4 hours. Like I said, we had Florida State, Tennessee, Purdue, and VCU. All those teams traveled well. They're all mostly highly ranked. Sold out in 4 hours. That ends. I leave there November 28th, let's say, and I think I know who we've got coming the next year. If that tournament takes place, COVID hits the middle of March, let's say April 1st, and, that tournament goes away. If that tournament takes place, the Emerald Coast Classic, I think, is on a different level than it is now. And, again, that's nothing but bad luck. A lot of terrible things happened because of COVID. I was in a coma for 7.5 days due to COVID. I was the first person here in Knoxville that had COVID, went into a coma, got an event and walked out of a hospital, so I know how bad it can be. But now the tournament is, we're just trying to get back on, but it's got a great reputation in the college basketball community, well, of a great area to come to, beautiful beaches, lots of great hospitality, and we're hoping we can get it back on where it was in 2019.
Yeah, and I think it will, and I think these teams have a lot of intrigue. Like we said, Oregon State might be across the country, but everybody likes an underdog story, and people want to talk about the names on the back of the jerseys or UC Irvine's or seeing teams that don't fit the mold of the everyday teams, the Valparaiso half-court shots from Bryce Drew. What Oregon State did last year, being ranked 12th out of 12 teams preseason and really having to run the last 10 to 15 games of their schedule, even to get in with Wayne Tinkle after losing his son and everything that was. For them to do that, there are very few storylines that are as cool as what Oregon State pulled off last year.
No, I've been in college basketball. You're exactly right. My first year in college basketball was 1984-85. I could maybe count on one hand, maybe Villanova winning the national championship in 85, but I can count on one hand what they did last year. I mean, you're exactly right. They could not lose the game when they got to the Pac-12 tournament, and they didn't. They beat some great teams. They beat UCLA, who got to the Final Four. They beat some other really good teams. They beat Oregon, who was very good all year. And that story last year, and we're very excited about having them come. Like you said, it's cross-country, Matt. There's a new coach at Penn State, Coach Shrewsbury. He was with Matt Painter at Purdue. He was in the NBA with the Boston Celtics. So they've got renewed hope and interest. We got Will Wade over at LSU. They've been very good in the SEC. I hope a lot of Tiger fans come out in the local area. And then Coach Forbes coming back home with his Wake Forest team. So we're expecting a very good tournament, and we hope the local fans will come out and support us.
Yeah, that's one of the good things about these these tournaments, Maury, is that they feature different teams from different markets, so that even if it's at a place where none of these teams are really close to, it gives fans an opportunity here, I guess, in the Florida Panhandle, who may be more familiar with Florida State or Florida, to get to see those other teams. Is that, and going back to the Oregon State thing real quick and their storyline, is that one of the things that makes college basketball almost unique compared to any other sport, is that you can have a team that is essentially outside the top 100 end up winning the whole thing or making a historic run to the Final Four, where we don't see that, you know, in college football. We don't see that with the NFL or the NBA or any of the professional sports as well.
No, you're exactly right. Like, I mean, you know, you can see an NFL team or in college football pull off one upset, but to pull off what they did, you know, basically over a three-week period is almost unheard of in any other sport. You know, UCLA, you know, Coach Cronin, who came to the Emerald Coast Classic twice when he was at Cincinnati, you know, for what Coach Cronin did. Coach Cronin with, I don't know, 8 minutes to go against Michigan State in the play-in game was down double digits. And, you know, they end up losing on a shot at the buzzer to go to, you know, to the national championship game. That's unheard of in any other sport.
Maury, final question here as we get set to go. You make a $1.7 million estimated impact on the economy there in Destin in the area around Niceville during this tournament and having the opportunity to be part of it. For the people out there listening that just want to get involved with their families or maybe even volunteer, what is the best way to do so?
Best way to do so is go to our website, emeraldcoastclassic.com. They can buy tickets. They can find contact information there. And, again, we're just trying to get as many local people in your area, Chad, to find out about the Emerald Coast Classic and come out there. Once you come out there and see it, you know, you'll be willing to come back. And as I said earlier on your show, first of all, I thank you again for having me on. There are two earlier games each day are free tickets. You know, so if a wife is taking their, you're going Christmas shopping, if the husband wants to bring their children, or you just want to come in, you've got nothing to do, you're off work on Friday. The two early games at 11 to 1:30 each day, those you can walk in and sit down and watch college basketball.
Well, it's going to be a blast. We're looking forward to it. This would be a tournament, whether I worked or not, I'd be going to this and looking forward to that with me and my family right there. But we'll continue to push it. We've got a number of tickets. Thank you guys for giving us an opportunity. For the folks that don't know, Maury sent us 10 packs of two tickets each, a pair of tickets for 10 different giveaways that we'll be doing for the tournament. So I really appreciate this because this is really a good tournament buy, and it's something that I hope people see the advantage. I know I have about 5 streaming services that I spend money on that I haven't even watched a lick on in about 6 months. So, and that costs probably triple the amount this does. So, Maury, the amount of money that it costs to see this game and the value that it brings is truly amazing, and thank you for what you guys do to the economy.
Thank you very much for having me on again. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Have a great rest of your week, Maury.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.